This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ceasefire in place, but higher prices could linger. National Corn Growers Association fertilizer survey and tariff refund lawsuit. U.S. and Iran have reached a ceasefire, but price effects could last. President Donald Trump says he will drop strikes on Iran for 2 weeks, subject to Iran opening the Strait of Hormuz. In a Truth Social post last night, Trump said Iran had offered a 10-point proposal that served as a, quote, workable basis on which to negotiate a lasting peace agreement. Based on conversations with Pakistani mediators, the president said he would hold off the destructive force in what he called a double-sided ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister said in a statement that the government had agreed to a ceasefire and that safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be possible via coordinating with Iran's armed forces. But analysts told AgriPulse before the announcement that the price impacts of the conflict could linger for months. Shipping insurers, for example, price products on the basis of risk, not diplomatic statements. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization Chief Economist Maximo Cotrera said in an email last week, it may take several weeks or months to determine if those risks have diminished. This logistic bottleneck has no viable workaround in the short term, he concluded. It could take just as long to clear the backlog fertilizer deliveries and resume normal delivery times, Michigan State University's David Ortega said. Many farmers have already adjusted planting decisions for the 2026 crop. Half of U.S. corn farmers do not plan on applying all of their planned fertilizer, with most citing price concerns as the main reason. That according to new findings from the National Corn Growers Association. Some 20% of respondents said they plan to reduce corn acres as a result of the Middle East conflict. Growers are already looking at 2027 with concern. Almost 60% of farmers said they are more concerned about fertilizer availability next year. Fertilizer prices were high even before the war in Iran began, corn grower President Jed Bauer said in a statement. Added market stress due to the Strait of Hormuz closure has only intensified an already difficult situation, particularly as we look towards 2027. Lawyers for plaintiffs in a case serving as a vehicle for judges to weigh tariff refunds have asked to dismiss the case in a move that could delay potential refunds. Atmos Filtration had sued the administration for tariff refunds, prompting a judge to issue an order last month directing Customs and Border Protection to halt processing of illegal emergency tariffs. In a filing this week, a lawyer for Atmos Filtration asked the Court of International Trade to dismiss the case. The lawyer declined to answer a question from AgriPulse on why the plaintiffs filed for a dismissal. You can almost hear the collective exhale from customs officials. Pete Mento, director of trade advisory services for Baker Tilly, said in a social media post, the refunds aren't going away, he added, and there are many other cases that could serve as a lead case for the decision. But he noted that if importers were hoping for a smooth ride, this ain't it. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The administration's top trade official says the U.S. wants to preserve stability in its China relations ahead of a forthcoming meeting between Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping. The alternative, I don't think, is one that people want to deal with right now. That the word of U.S. Jameson Greer yesterday. What we are not looking for is a massive confrontation or anything like that. Most Chinese imports face an additional 10% global tariff right now, which is lower than the 20% rate applied before the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's emergency tariffs. But in recent weeks, both Beijing and Washington have unveiled new trade probes that could be used to justify future tariff hikes. At the same time, we have to protect our national security. We have to protect our economic security, Greer added. He also reiterated that one potential outcome from the May leaders' meeting could be the establishment of a board of trade that to manage trade relations between the two economies. The panel would be government to government and would try to determine which non-sensitive goods should be part of a bilateral trade flow. The Agriculture Department is continuing a pause on loan note guarantee awards for biodigester and controlled environment agriculture products in rural development programs. Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator J.R. Kleinis said last week the agency would continue its halt on biodigester and controlled environmental agriculture loan awards in agency programs through December. His memo said the pause will allow the agency to develop, quote, sector-specific underwriting guidance and assess lender eligibility, expertise, and oversight requirements. The choice is clear. We can continue approving projects we have reason to believe will fail, or we can preserve capital for job-creating rural projects we have strong confidence will succeed, Clay said in a memo. The initial pause was put in place January 14th, the same day more than 30 environmental groups petitioned USDA to stop funding digesters under REAP. A press release from three of those groups applauded the extension yesterday. They called digesters extremely expensive projects that primarily benefit large-scale industrial livestock operations, fail to deliver meaningful climate or community benefits. The Trump administration is following up on a Biden-era proposal aimed at financially rewarding farmers for producing low-carbon crops used to make biofuels like ethanol and biodiesel. USDA has sent the guidelines to the White House Budget Office for review, a sign they could be finalized over the next few weeks. Just days before President Trump was sworn into office last year, USDA issued a climate smart proposal related to biofuel production. The agency at the time recommended it folded into new clean fuel tax credit known as 45Z. The absence of regenerative ag in the Treasury Department's proposed 45Z regulations has drawn some concern, though Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden told AgriPulse in February that the lack of regen ag was merely a technical matter and not at all an oversight. Here's today's final word. The political environment for House Republicans continues to look bleak. Even before President Donald Trump's approval rating reached a nadir amid sparking gas prices and an unpopular war with Iran, special and off-year elections showed Democrats with a significant enthusiasm advantage. That Cook Political Report analyst Aaron Covey, who also said five House races have shifted, in favor of Democrats. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Nellie.